This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden in the Middle East is restating support for the idea of two states for two peoples, but says the ground is not ripe to restart Israeli-Palestinian talks. President Biden's been in Bethlehem this morning for a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. A few hours ago, he was in East Jerusalem visiting a hospital where he saluted healthcare workers for their hard work battling COVID.
And I'm honored to be able to see firsthand the service and the quality of care you provide the Palestinian people.
Also today, he'll meet with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, whose reputation for silencing critics is casting a shadow over that meeting. Back home in the U.S., watch for the House to vote on abortion access today, two bills that would guarantee access to abortion. The AP's Donna Warder.
One bill would prohibit punishing a patient who travels to another state to get an abortion, and it says doctors outside the patient's home state cannot be punished for providing reproductive care. The second bill would prevent abortion bans earlier than 24 weeks and allow exceptions for abortions after the fetus is considered viable if the health of the mother is at risk. The bills have almost no chance of becoming law, with necessary support lacking in the 50-50 Senate. Donna Warder, Washington.
In Russia, at the drug trial of NBA star Brittany Griner, a lawyer presented a court with a doctor's letter recommending she use cannabis to treat pain. She was arrested at Moscow's airport in February after customs officials said they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. She faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of transportation of drug charges. The Secret Service says any insinuation that it maliciously deleted text messages sent and received around the time of the attack on the U.S. Capitol, January 6th, are false. This is AP News. Venezuela's vaccination crisis is worsening.
A child's piercing cry echoed inside a vaccination center in the country's capital, Caracas. Venezuela is struggling to vaccinate all of its children against some of the most potentially fatal illnesses. Public health officials blame the low vaccination rates on an unraveling healthcare system and roughly a decade of political unrest. Venezuela's also banned from buying vaccines through a regional vaccine scheme at reasonable rates. The ban was the result of an $11 million debt, which came from a power struggle between the government and the U.S.-backed opposition. Chiro Ugarte from the Pan-American Health Organization hopes the situation will change soon.
And I hope also that in a certain instance, Venezuela would be able to pay for this debt, so to increase the vaccination levels, but because the coverage in many of those vaccines is unfortunately low.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.